Hello, one and all. I'm Bradford Becker. Welcome to Red Barn Radio as we continue our 23rd year of broadcasting. Tonight, presenting Roots Music Southern Style with episode number 903. Our guest this evening has toured Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., U.K., and Canada. He's performed at a long list of festivals, from Merlefest to both the Cambridge and Philadelphia Folk Festivals, Bristol Rhythm and Roots. Nigel is a unique talent, an artist who is not only a skilled player, but also a skilled writer with the voice to carry the truth and poetry he shares in song. I'm so looking forward to our time together this evening, and I'm glad you're here with us for an evening of music and conversation with Mr. Nigel Warren.
The thylacine was a marsupial in Tasmania that became extinct in 1936 in a Hobart zoo. It was about the size of a dog, and it had a pouch. It had these stripes on its back, hence the name that was given to it by the English when they arrived, the Tasmanian tiger. Getting out of here alive, so I'll sing this song to my unconceived child, and I'll tell thee the dynamite's all gone. I thought I heard a final scene, but I guess I was wrong. See the fiddler's right hand, how it's gliding through the air, but there's nobody watching, and there's no horse's hair, and I'm unable to hear the song. I thought I heard a thylacine, but I've been told I was wrong. Oh, secrets are made for fools, they keep their promise. Oh, secrets. Said Sam, I am, Sam, I am calling Uncle Sam. There's nothing to eat except green eggs and ham. A call from the captain. The captain of the song. I thought I heard a thylacine, but I've been told I was wrong. Go, you little Aussie, into the furnace of song. stoke it with stolen kindness. All you think is wrong and feel the moon a fire everywhere. I thought I heard a thylacine, but it was
to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Nigel Warren, our guest this evening, is a guitarist and multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter who grew up in the Australian outback on a monstrous dairy farm, and also, oddly enough, found himself under the spell of such diverse influences as Nick Cave, Tom Waits, and Ricky Lee Jones. I know we'll have some fine conversation about his writing, his travels, and yes, his guitar making. Rolling Stone magazine calls Nigel's music warmth flecked with grit and beauty. The Weekend Australian says Nigel's songs showcase vocal swagger of Van Morrison. So glad you can be here tonight for an evening of music and conversation with Nigel Warren.
I can see it in your eyes. We were summoning a song, but I misread the signs, and it all went wrong. My resolve has fallen and shattered about the room. I said what I said a moment too soon. Words about shapes that are chewed by the tooth. Messengers of love and naked ugly truth. And what once is said can't be unheard. What once is bled may forever be the sun will rise like a pin to a balloon. I said what I said a moment too soon. A silhouette dark than before. I've entered the space between mine and yours. The mind does bend like a magic man's spoon. I said what I said a moment too soon. The earth will turn to the dark side of the moon. I said what I said a moment too soon, a moment too soon, a moment too soon.
Our guest this evening on Red Barn Radio is Nigel Wern. He's from Australia. Before we talk about Nigel, the musician, if we might start by talking about the rest of you and maybe some of your sort of upbringing and youth that brought you to this place. You are a school teacher.
By trade, yeah. So these days I do what you call substitute teaching.
Okay.
We call it casual relief teaching.
Casual relief.
There's nothing casual about it.
No. Substitute teaching?
Yeah, it can be terrifying. You know, keeps me honest. Like, I worked full-time for about 12 or 13 years, and then about 10 years ago, I, you know, tossed it all in to make millions of dollars in the music industry.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And obviously, based judging from your wardrobe and whatnot, you've gotten to that place.
I'm a $5 shirt from Savers in Melbourne. Yeah. To the edge of the river with you, my resolve got wild and your mind got skewed. Down by the edge of the river with you, well, that's where I whispered what I was going to do. I was confused by the change, by your conviction, the silence in flames. But then your gaze, well, it turned my way. Then the words I could let you say, listen up, honey. Listen up real, need a truth, but now there ain't time to heal. We had each other, we had our song. Never mind that, the timing was wrong. To the edge of the water side, I'll never forget how I lied, then how I ran for to save my life. some true love lost as a will to survive. Listen up, honey. Listen up, real. We need a truth, but now there ain't time to heal. We had each other, we had our song. Never mind that, the timing was wrong.
So you started off then professionally, your first sort of salaried job was school teaching?
Teaching. I finished school, went to uni and university, and then straight into high school. I'm a high school teacher trained, but I taught what you call elementary school as well.
So elementary would be what age group?
So we call it primary school. So we have two main sort of schools. We have primary, which is sort of grade prep, which is like 5 years old, up to grade six, which is like 12 or 13, usually 12 or maybe 11 or 12. And then high school, sort of, you know, age 13 or 12 through to 18 when you leave school and go to college or university.
And what did you teach?
Well, I'm a trained PE, phys ed and English teacher and health.
And what are PE classes like in Australia where you taught? Do a variety of games, you teach a little softball, you teach a little bit of...
I used to wear like Lycra and sweatbands, fluorescent Lycra and a headband. And I had long hair then too, and a tank top. And I didn't.
I hope not.
I wasn't really a tracksuit kind of guy.
This.
my tracksuit of choice is actually double denim. But a lot of different sports. We go outside sometimes, be in a gymnasium sometimes. AFL is the big sport where I'm from, Australian rules football. That's the game of choice.
Like rugby?
Way different. Completely different to any football you'd be
Explain
used to.
Explain the difference between AFL and rugby.
Well, more akin to soccer, but different again. It's like the roots of AFL come from Gaelic football. But so it's like, if you can imagine playing soccer with an oval-shaped ball, not as pointy as a gridiron ball.
Okay.
You can run in any direction. You got to kick it, like punt it, or handball it like this with your hands. And if you mark it on the full, you get to go back and have a free kick. And it's full contact, so you can tackle people. And it's on a huge ground, it's on a cricket ground. You know, people who play in the midfield, they can run up to 12, 13, 14 miles a game, like the professionals. Woo. It's one of the most intense team sports out there in terms of fitness.
Huh.
Yeah, it's probably even more hardcore than something like soccer or, you know, in terms of distance running and sprinting. And it's a very high impact, high speed game.
Huh.
Yeah, it's cool. A wheel loses purchase when the gravel hits a skid. If I miss the turn and I'm fast to learn the day when gravity hits. Profit is devolved, the politicians are reprobate. The police can try, but I don't think we'll survive the long and bloody wait. Friction collides with truth. Director denounces his soul. The silver screen and that truly obscene is hidden in blood and gore. So trivial a life, one of hardship, truth, and bait. Smeared with lies, I don't think we'll survive the long and bloody wait. Death comes to a soul in the end. An enemy or a friend. And your time will show. Soul loses purpose when death seeks to destroy. When the soil is turned and seedlings burn to smite the hope employed. But you stand with your scythe as though Lucifer himself. You cut the grass tall as though we should fall before your bloody wealth. Can you hear the screams of all the banshees in the night? They're all human and you're the one looming and causing the bloody fright. Tell the truth, you demagogue. Furnish yourself with thy sin and slate. You bludgeon the hive, no chance you'll survive a long and bloody wait. Death comes to a soul.
You ended up in teaching because you had fond memories of your high school days.
Not exactly.
And you wanted to relive that in some way.
Not exactly. I grew up on a farm that was about 750 acres. When I was born, we were running sheep, so it was a sheep and sheep farm. We used to shear and grow lamb. Because lamb's really big in Australia. It's a pretty normal thing. It used to be bigger than what it is now. And wool used to be a huge thing in Australia. That was one of our major exports for a long time. So I grew up going to a primary school when I was in grade six. So when I was 12, there was only like 12 kids in the school.
So this was rural. I wasn't too far off then when I
don't know. It's not the outback, though.
Okay, yeah, right, exactly.
It looks more like, we were driving through Iowa the other day. It looks more like Iowa.
Okay.
Yeah, so green, where I'm from, not this year, we're in drought at the moment, but where I'm from is very green. Lots of cows, farm eventually became a dairy farm based on economics in the industry, but so.
And you said you were closer to the ocean.
Where I am now, I'm very close to the ocean. The Great Ocean Road, some of you listeners, if they've been to Australia, they might have done the Great Ocean Road, which is, looks a little bit like the California coast, like Big Sur and that sort of stuff. It's specky, as we would say, spectacular part of the world. And Warrnambool, where I live, is kind of at the end of the Great Ocean Road. If you go to sort of picture, you know, tourist things to do in Australia, the Great Ocean Road, there'll be definitely pictures of that. There'll be the Great Barrier Reef, there'll be, you know, Uluru, and there'll be the Great Ocean Road, probably, amongst other things.
Yeah.
Sing on, songbird, though we can't fly with you. Into the ether, into the blue. Time can never alter your distant song. It echoes between us. May play it echo long. Though night falls on the garden, our eyes adjust to the light. Sing on, songbird, tonight. Here and ever after, may your sun forever shine. Rays and colors eclipse all time. Tears and laughter as we share your song. That it comes between us, may it echo long. Though we can't fly with you, we'll sing your song so bright. Sing on, songbird, tonight.
If the sun were to explode, which probably won't, well, yeah, according to my rigorous research on Wikipedia, it's more likely to fizzle out and become a cold rock, apparently. Presumably, if it was to explode, we wouldn't know anything about it for 8 minutes and 20 seconds, because that's how long it would take for sunlight to get to Earth at the speed of light. You can wow all your dinner guests with that one next time you, you know, a trivia night or something like that.
What will I say if the sun explodes? If the gas depletes and the core implodes? Would the birds warn that our time was through?
We're back with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back.